First, you're going to learn a lot of information. Again, the information that I'm going to be sharing with you in just 2 days is just the thumbnail sketch, kind of a bird's eye view. I can't give you everything today and tomorrow that I've learned over 35 years and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of training. Now, by the way, when you're in societies, how is the training actually given to one another? It's actually not done in classrooms. It is done in some workshops such as this, some seminars and some lectures, absolutely. A lot of the information, however, is taught to you via books where you actually have to read things. The reason I point that out is today, very few people read. And one of the interesting decisions made by society members, and this has been throughout history, by the way, is when you have the elite class who have information, they want to keep that information to themselves so that they do not have competition. Throughout the history of the world, the ruling classes, the elite class of people that had this knowledge, they wanted to keep the knowledge to themselves so they didn't have competition. The way to do that was, first and foremost, keep the masses illiterate. If we can keep the masses unable to read, then we will keep them outside of this ability to get this knowledge, which is one of the reasons why in schools around the world, reading levels are continuing to go down. Now, throughout history, the majority of the population was illiterate. In today's society, we have schools, so we think, oh, everybody can read and write. It's not really true. In America, for example, phonics, which was taught in all schools, was taken out of the schools and replaced with a method called the look-see method. And this makes sure that kids can't really read. So reading is diminishing over time. It's going down, 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 down. So we learn this information within the societies primarily from reading. And reading is something that is really overlooked. But knowledge that comes through reading is quite different than through any other method. Leaders are always readers. If you look at the leaders of countries around the world, if you look at the billionaires around the world, if you look at the captains of industry around the world, they always are massive readers. They read, read, read all the time. Now think about that. I mentioned to you that I learned this information, and information is shared within societies primarily through reading. So when you see somebody who is a ferocious reader, ask yourself, I wonder if he's a society member, because that's one of the things that we're taught. And that's one of the things that we're trained to do very early on, is to read and gather information through reading. So reading is really important of how we get this information. The societies, as I mentioned, are kind of common knowledge. But it's really what goes on inside the societies that have always been kept a secret. Hey, I'm Senator John Kerry, and I'm a member of Skull and Bones. Okay, what goes on? Well, I can't tell you. It's a secret. I'm a 33-degree member of the Freemasons. I'll let you know that. That's okay. Benjamin Franklin was a member of the Freemasons, a 33-degree member. Throughout history, our leaders were 33-degree members. They were proud of that membership. They used to wear their Masonic garb in public. They were proud of membership. But when you ask them what went on inside, what did you learn, that's when it stopped. That's when No, 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 no. I'll let you know that I'm a member, but not what I learned as a member. So we're coming forward, not just myself, but the friends that I brought along with me. We are now sharing with you this information. So I mentioned, how does this information taught to us? A little bit in lecture or workshop or seminar, primarily through reading. And the third method in which this information is shared is via one another, one-on-one communication with other people. Information is shared between one participant or one member to another member. Many of this is done one-on-one. So there's a lines of communication, just like it has been done throughout history, where information has been passed down verbally. And in many cases, information is passed down verbally, verbatim. Although most of it is backed up in written form. But it is passed down verbally, verbatim, which is really interesting. You start sitting down with somebody over a cup of coffee. And a lot of these society meetings aren't so secret. You know, in recent times, it's very common for us to sit down at a coffee shop and have a cup of coffee and be sharing things. And if you recorded that 20-minute conversation, the information that went back and forth may go over the heads of 90% of the people, but the information between the society members, because we know what we're talking about, it's not in code, but we know what we're talking about, resonates perfectly, and we get so much information that we can use in our real lives. So first is by some workshop lecture. Secondly, mostly by reading. Thirdly, by one-on-one. And the last method of learning is something that we don't do today very often, or we don't even use the words very often, although Donald Trump brought it out with his TV show, The Apprentice. How many times have you heard apprentice in today's society? What are you doing? Well, I'm an apprentice. How many people say, I'm an apprentice? That's how we learned everything throughout history. You got an apprenticeship. You wanted to be a plumber, you became an apprentice. You found a master plumber, you became his apprentice, and you learned from that master plumber. Go back and look at martial arts.